I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Following a 3-year COVID hiatus, the San Diego International Airport is resuming its Performance Arts Residency Program, where local arts groups develop and perform new works in the airport's terminals, offering travelers unexpected and engaging entertainment. San Diego's new creative percussion company, Dramatics, has been chosen to perform their rhythm and movement pieces inspired by the sounds of the airport and interviews with passengers from April 29 through May 10th. The group offers a family-friendly blend of tap dance, body percussion, and drumming, incorporating everyday objects, large drums, barrels, and other devices in the tradition of Blue Man Group and Stomp. Dramatics is conceived by dancer, musician, and choreographer Noah Berenkin, who originally formed the troupe in New England before moving to San Diego in 2022. Noah, it's great to have you on Inside Art. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Noah, you started this group in New England several years back, and maybe you could tell us what your original concept was for Dramatics and the success you had there.
So I created Dramatics in Boston, in and around Boston, in 2018. It originated from my need and desire to perform more. As a tap dancer, primarily, there weren't too many professional opportunities for me as a dancer. And then as a choreographer as well, I felt the need to do more. I choreographed for dance students, for dance competitions, but I felt that I needed to elevate my game. So I rounded up a few friends and we, you know, started performing together my choreography. And then we just did a few like local shows, a community event, a fundraiser. From there, there was more demand that came through. And I realized that I have something that is a little bit better than just smaller shows. So I, you know, started creating a little bit more like elevated pieces and integrated tap dance with percussive elements. That is part of my musician background, coming from percussion. And in just integrating that with tap dance kind of made sense for me as an artist, because I love both and I couldn't let go of one. So, you know, I couldn't let go of tap or percussion. So like, how do we combine? And yes, I'm highly inspired by the likes of Stomp and Blue Man Group. But what we do with Dramatics is, if we look at the full show that I have, about 85% of the show is composed of tap dance and body percussion and drumming with creative items, found items. I invent some instruments. And so all that comes together, but I don't let go of my tap dance core. And so that differentiates us from Stomp, because we bring tap dance to the forefront. And then on top of that, I combine the other percussive elements.
Well, then you put together a new group for the West Coast. You kept your troupe going in New England, moved out to San Diego. What are you looking for in forming this group here locally?
So I always look for people who have some kind of background in tap. For the most part, stronger skills are better, because we have a lot of improv-based tap dance in the company. Most of my dancers don't come from a musical or percussive background, so I am the one that gets to teach them both body percussion elements and drumming. But having tap dance skills is helpful with rhythm and understanding, you know, beats and how to learn them. It just makes the process much easier. So when I recruit dancers, I basically look for performance experience. I need high-skilled performers on top of the skills in tap, because a lot of what we do combines clowning and acting, nonverbal, but we need a lot of facial expressions and, you know, large use of the upper body and mimics. It's a kid-friendly show, family-friendly, so we do a lot of kind of over-the-top exaggerated movement. So that those requirements are rough, because you want to look for someone who does good tap or has great sense of rhythm and tap abilities that can quickly learn a new skill, which would be drumming and body percussion, and bring their clowning abilities or, you know, mimic abilities to the stage.
Yeah, it's that in audience engagement ability. That's a real gift.
Yes.
That's there.
I'm fortunate, though. I found great, amazing dancers here in San Diego. Moving here, I was hesitant because I'm going back to your original question about Boston and how the success went there. So building on from those smaller events we did starting in 2018, I started presenting in the APAP conference, which is the Association of Producers and Presenters. And they have their yearly conference in New York City. So, you know, you have to pay to perform, but I took that risk, and we brought like a 10-minute set to Symphony Space in 2018. and then again in 2019, and we were approached by a presenter from Clayton Opera House in Clayton, New York, and they demanded or ordered from us a full-length show for schools, and I did not have that. It was like, I have to create one now, and that pushed me towards creating a 45-minute version of a school show for the Clayton Opera House in 2019. And then from there, that kind of brought everything together for me, realizing what I can provide, family entertainment, interactive, what I need, right, for my dancers, what kind of dancers need to be on board. And then I took all of my self-acquired skills of marketing and sales and then just started pushing the product forward. And we started doing corporate events, more school shows, festivals and theaters, and just kind of, we did Rochester Fringe, and then COVID happened, and so everything kind of changed then. But I kept going. It went virtual. We offered virtual programming for schools and colleges and nursing homes and all that, and then I moved here. So that's the continuation of that journey, but I kept the Boston group alive. They're still performing a lot, and so now I have the two coast groups. So that's where we are today.
You're also then doing the San Diego International Airport residency from April 29th through May 10th in and around the airport. Tell us about the making of this and what the airport was looking for and what how you've created this piece.
So the airport residency is a true gift, I have to say. I applied to that, I think, almost a year ago. They were searching for performing arts groups. It didn't specify what. They look for either musicians or theater, performing arts, dance, whatever, you know, all types of applications come in and come through. And then I was selected. It's a 10-week residency. And then I had 8 weeks to rehearse and create new pieces within the terminals. And the last 2 weeks between April 29th and May 10th will be us performing those pieces that I created for the airport. What the airport was looking for, again, is not specified. It could be any type of art form. What I offered would be percussive pieces inspired by sound and movement of the airport terminals. And so that led me to create 5 pieces that are inspired by those things. I call it Move Sound, the whole residency. And we're portraying a traveler's experience through the terminal. So it's really fun because I created 5 different pieces that incorporate both drumming, body percussion, and tap dance. And they kind of just tell a story of how the sound moves through the terminal in the perspective of a traveler.
That's really interesting. Take me through a little bit of the process of how you, research or how you got inspired by your observations.
So research is the right word because I had a long period of research. I did tours with my program manager at the airport, the one who curated us. His name is Daniel Dennard. And I observed different locations in the terminal. Basically, Daniel told me, this is your canvas. If you wanted to do something on the parking lot rooftop, you can do that. So it was really fun because it just gave me the option as a creator to pick and choose what I wanted and what I liked. And so we went through and I kind of got hooked on TSA, how you move through security as a passenger with waiting in line, putting your stuff in a bin, pushing the bin. And then that inspired me to create one piece that revolves around basically airport security and the tubs, those bus tubs that are used in the screening. So I created one piece.
Yeah, they're percussive. They have a lot of
percussive. They are.
I see. And you have a captive audience.
Yesterday we rehearsed and it was right in front of people exiting security. So it was really fun because, you know, you just went through the process and now it's a reflection of you going through that process, but in a percussive and fun, friendly way. We do whip up the drumsticks at the end of that and do drum on those bins. And I don't think anyone does that when they go through security, but I had to make that connection somehow. And they're so drummable, both face down or face up, both work. And then we did, like I'm portraying the way that a person is scanned, like when you lift your hands up. So imagine you're putting your hands up, right, to get scanned. That on its own is a very nice dance move. So we go from there into spinning around each other as if we're scanning. Like we're scanners and scannees. And so mm-hmm. There's body percussion movement happening around a person being scanned, but that becomes into like a dance move. And so I integrated those portions. I just feel like it's very interesting because I took the story of security and how you go through it and just translated it into a percussive movement piece. So that's like one example of the way that it looks like to me as a creator in that terminal, in that space. I have a site-specific one around a big fountain where I observe people, you know, sitting down, they're eating their lunch, they're on their laptop. So like, how do we take that and make that into a movement piece? Just like where that, a dwelling spot, you know, the just sitting around a fountain, like how did that become movement? And what are the sounds that we can get from that? And then we have like a dining hall piece. So I just try to pay homage to a lot of moments in the airport, in the terminal, and just translated them into my own world of, you know, movement and percussion.
And the great thing is that travelers will be totally surprised when they see this. They're not expecting this.
Right. I made like tiny 2-minute pop-up performances instead of being in one location for, you know, 45 minutes. I realized part of my research was also like, who is my audience and how long are they going to stay? And what is the nature of a traveler, right? Unless you're sitting by the boarding gate, it's transient. You're moving. You're not staying in one place. The most people sit, unless they're sitting down for lunch, but even then I find it's quick. If you're moving through the hallways, beyond security, and then walking through to your gate, it's all very fast. So I didn't want to create pieces that are too long. We start by capturing travelers' attention with something rhythmic. Then they stay, they watch us, and they leave. And so I wanted to create these experiences that are really short and just convey the story through my eyes to them in a way that's entertaining and quick, right? They can just enjoy it and move on. So that was kind of like my additional idea behind creating in the terminal.
We're talking about Dramatics, who will be performing at the San Diego International Airport in and around the terminal there from April 29th through May 10th. And you'll also, by the way, be able to catch Dramatics performing at the San Diego Fringe Festival at various times throughout that festival, May 17th through 26th. Will that be a different program you have?
Yes, we are going to be performing the 60-minute show at the Centro Cultural in Balboa Park. And that's the full-length show, you know, on a stage with lighting. It's a totally different thing, and it's great. We have some big power drumming pieces, a lot of tap dance with creative items, some technology that I include in my pieces, and improv and clowning and all the stuff that I talked about earlier. So it's all in there.
So Noah, where can people get more information about Dramatics and where you're going to be playing?
We can be found online on our website. It's dramaticsdance.com. And then we can be found on social media, on Instagram, Dramatics_dance. And or you can just Google Dramatics. It's Dramatix. And then you'll find us.
And when you're performing at the San Diego International Airport, when can people expect to run into you there?
Right. So if you're traveling through Terminal 2, you'll be able to see us on Monday, the 29th. So April 29th, May 3rd. That's a Friday. And then the following week, again, Monday and Friday, May 6th and May 10th, between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that is all in Terminal 2, and we're around the terminal, so we're changing location each time. So anyone traveling through the airport during those times can look for us.
Noah Barenkin, the creator and artistic director of Dramatics, performing at the San Diego International Airport, the San Diego Fringe Festival, and more events throughout the community. Noah, great to have you on Inside Art. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
The San Diego International Airport presents Dramatics, April 29th through May 10th, in and around the San Diego Airport. You can see a performance schedule and learn more at arts.san.org. Dramatics will also be part of the 2024 San Diego Fringe Festival, May 17th through 26th, at Central Cultural de la Raza in Balboa Park. Information is available at sdfringe.org and dramaticsdance.com. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/InsideArt. Again, my thanks to Noah Barenkin and Peter Oliver. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art.